I know my real being is beyond the right path versus the wrong path. I know my real being is beyond truth and falseness, because everything, even falseness, it's also truth, because it exists. And I think what happened is that somehow I did had a preference. I did manage to have a preference. I don't know how. Really, I don't know how I did it. But I managed to become a polarized cell. Because what I am, it's completely unpolarized. Everything at the same time. I am beyond the right and the wrong path. Even though I feel them both, even though maybe here I always lived on the wrong path, and this automatically, of course, lures you that when you discover by yourself that there is a right path and you see how smooth things are when you actually do that, you at first tend to think that is the ultimate truth. You know, you need to always choose the right path. Even though that's incredibly difficult, actually. It requires, like, I cannot do it not 1% of the day. It's that difficult. But even after that, there is a much broader truth. Where I can deliberately choose even the wrong path. And sometimes the right path, you know? Why should I need to stick with only the right path? Or why do I need to stick only with the wrong path, as I did until this point when I didn't even recognize there is another path? I only lived in pain so much that I thought that that's the normal way of living, only in pain. Like energetical pain, as I explained. I always lived in energetic pain here. Always. Even now when I speak, I am in pain. I really don't even know how real existence without pain is. And as I said in the first recording, this pain was so much that I didn't even recognize this is pain. I thought it was like air. Like, only after I went back to my real self, to that pure zero, and I recognized, this is different. Only by making that difference, I could understand that in my usually normal living experience, I am in extreme pain. Only after taking my head out of that, let's say, ocean, I was able to see that there is more than that. And I feel like there is pain multiplying itself in me, because when I see the level of dumbness I am actually in, and really I am more dumb than the first amoeba that got out of the primordial ocean. Like, I am more dumb than that life form. I am the pinnacle of dumbness compared to what I know intelligence is. Like, it takes that much intelligence to be this dumb here. Like, I am the pinnacle of dumbness. And dumbness translates for me into denial of real life. Like, I deny the power that I have. I myself deny it. I reject it. I reject myself. This is dumbness. Holding the rejection of oneself, it's the expression of dumbness. Dumbness is not what it would appear, that you're just stupid. No, it's like holding the rejection of yourself. Deliberately wanting to taste being dumb. And that this is what I do here. I prefer more to taste the dumbness than my real self, which is like I stopped wanting to describe it. It's beyond what could be ever explained. But apparently something happened. Something happened where I had an agreement with a being, because this is what I see, actually. I had an agreement with my partner, with a being which I partnered with, and we wanted to test this. And it is this agreement that actually I embody it here. And I reject myself. I reject my power. I actually do tremendous efforts to reject it. And it is those efforts that translates to pain here. Because it's this painful for me to reject what I am. And then I feel the pain. And this is how we produced pain. It is a deliberate decision, moment by moment, of ignoring myself. It's not a rejection, because actually rejection is like when you know something, you see it, and even though you see it, you say no, I reject it. I reject to see it. So you turn your head, or you turn your head, something like this. But ignoring, it's actually much more painful than rejection, because ignoring, it's like you don't get to even see that thing which you are ignoring. It could be like the best friend, your best lover, or the thing you love most in the world. But because you don't even look at it, you ignore it from the start without even knowing what you do. So ignoring, it's much more painful than rejection, actually. This is why I think here what pains me most, like in relationships, and it's when people actually ignored, like the indifference, the ignorance. Because then I knew that is like, you cannot, like, that's the end of it, you know? When you reject something, you're still, because this is the trick of, by the way, this is the trick of rejection. Oh, these formulas are amazing, man, like. And I refrain and I retain back the word man. Also, this word is like a keyword. I dissolve it in this moment. I really like empty myself of it. This is the thing with rejection, that actually you cannot, like, when you reject something, you bring it closer to you. This is the thing with rejection. This is the actual thing with rejection. And when you ignore something, it's actually even worse or better. Because to ignore something means to be that something which you ignore. It's actually that this is a pain. But how did we create a pain? It's something electrical. It might be only electricism. It might be only cells of pull an awareness away from me, and I agreeing that when my awareness is pulled away from me, I am getting a notice, and that's pain. because of course I needed to feel the parts of me I'm not looking at. I needed to feel what I ignore because they are me. You can, like, one can only ignore that which it's so close to him. It's him so much that can be ignored. I know all these things lead to paradoxes in the end, because this is how the mind works here. We have two slides of the mind of the same brain, and one side thinks on one way and the other side thinks in the other way, but the reality, it's the both ways at the same time. So then you get paradoxes. So the thing with ignorance is that one can only ignore that which that one is. I can only ignore that which I am. And then, because I decided to ignore it, I don't even look at those portions. Then I needed to have some remembrance of this decision. And the remembrance was creating a sort of electrical input, let's say, some cells that would draw awareness from me and would call me. It's like bells, ding, 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 ding. It was like bells to my awareness, pulling awareness away, raping my awareness, pulling it away from me and showing me something needs to be looked at there. Because if I wouldn't had built for myself this mechanism, then how would I have known what I ignored of me? Because this is the fact, we with awareness we have no memory. Like, there is zero memory in awareness, there is only awareness. And if I decided to concentrate my awareness to some areas, I forgot all the rest, like ignore the rest. But then if I ever wanted to go back and see the rest, I needed to invent some ropes that would bring my awareness back. And this is pain. Pain is for remembering. Pain is for showing me what I am ignoring of myself. So of course, when people decided to avoid pain, it created actually more pain. And it created an incredible loop of pain. Because pain is actually for remembering. For remembering oneself. If we feel pain, then means we need to remember those portions. And I have yet to understand physical pain. As I said, with the coldness, I have yet to understand it.